Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Shviyas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Yod, Hadiluyin, once again, some Teich pumpkins. Shekima Lezer. He doesn't want him to eat. He wants to use this plant for seeds to plant more. So he leaves them connected to the ground. They say they become hard. And then their seeds can be used for planting. So Zakta Mishnah. If they dried up a hukshu and got hard, lefnei Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah of a Shemitah year. And at that point, v'nifsalu me'oichel adam. If I came out of Rosh Hashanah and I tried to eat it, I would say, ow, I can't bite into this. What happened? Oh, you left it in the ground too long. Oh, you did a bedafka. Either way, I can't eat it now. So the rest of these pumpkins that are still connected to the ground, even though you collect them during the Shemitah year, they have a din of 6-year peiros. Umutr l'kayma b'shvias. And you're allowed to put them away during the Shemitah year. Because again, my plan is to plant their seeds. And if someone comes and says, what are you doing? You picked it during Shemitah. You can't put these away. So I'm going to very gently explain to him. They became hard. You couldn't eat it before Shemitah. And therefore, it's considered last year's tefillah. Last year's yerakos. It doesn't have the kedusha of Shemitah. And they can be used for planting. The Chazon Ish explains, when they become fully hard, even though physically it's attached to the ground, it's as if they're no longer attached to the ground. Because they're not going to grow anymore. The Mela, I physically picked it next year, but it was already fully grown and done for last year. But the Imlav, if it didn't become possible Me'achila Sodom before Rosh Hashanah, in other words, if somebody would have taken one of these pumpkins, Erev Rosh Hashanah, he would have said, Ishkeferlach, you can eat it. Not so bad. Also, L'kayma B'Shvias. You can't keep them for the seeds during Shemitah year. If at the beginning of the Shemitah year they were still fit to eat, the Kedusha of Shvias, the Kedusha of Shemitah takes effect on it. You can't put them away in your silo, in your place where you store them, in order to plant the seeds. The Torah says, V'hoysa Shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'achla. That teaches us. You can't use Perish Shemitah only for food, or similar things to food. But you can't put it away for seeds. Now, short of trying to bite into it, how would I know if they became hard enough to say that it's nifsal liachilas adam? I want to make this test out of Rosh Hashanah to know if they're last year's or the next year's. So the Yishalmi says an interesting thing. Stick a needle into one of them, pull the needle out. If it's hard, according to the shear, the hole will stay a hole. If it has any freshness in it, it's going to close up. Zakta Mishnah Weiter. HaTomorah Shelehen. These diluyim have like a little flower on top. Even after they get hard, they can have this flower that grows. Before it opens up, it looks like a date. And you can actually eat it. Zakta Mishnah, tomorrow Shelehen, Asuras B'Shvias. They have Kedusha Shvias. In other words, even if the Deluim themselves hardened before Shemitah, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, I made this simen the Yishalmi tells me to do, I stuck the needle in and the hole is not closing, so it's hard from before Rosh Hashanah. So we have an interesting situation. The Deluim itself is last year. But this little flower, which you could eat, which grew later, that's next year. That's already Shemitah. Another pshat is, that these tamarais aren't the flowers, but they're like little lulavim. They're like little branches that grow out of the deluyim. And that does have a din of Shemitah, even after the deluyim themselves wouldn't, because it already got hard last year. Now we go on to something else. Total different Allah. In the Torah, it doesn't say you can't water your field on Shemitah. The Torah has four malachis that you can't do on Shemitah. Satcha le'sizra, you can't plant. V'charmecha le'sizmar, in your vineyard, you can't cut out the dried branches from the vine to make it look nice. Esviach kitzircha le'sikza, what would grow on its own, let's say. You're not allowed to cut. So you're not allowed to cut. V'sinvei nizerecha le'sivtza, you can't pick the grapes. So these are the four things the Torah says you can't do on Shemitah. Planting, trimming, cutting, and harvesting the grapes. So why, Taka, can't I water? And the answer is, it's an issur d'rabbanan. And a chanami min ha-tari, you can't. But the Rabbanan said you can't. However, when the Rabbanan said you can't, they gave some hetedim. There is some leeway. Zok the Mishnah. For example, umar bitzin the ofra lava. Here's how the batinur learns pshat. Ofra lava, like we said before, basically means a white field, meaning there are no shadows because there are no trees. It's a grain field or a vegetable field. So the batinur says, pashit, the Mishnah is telling us, you're allowed to water the ground of a grain field. Divrei Rebbe Shimon is the Altrab Shimon. Normally, the only thing you can do on Shemitah is, if I don't do it, the field's going to be damaged. But here, the Rabbanim were mekel, and they said, grain field, no problem. And this heter breaks up into two. Number one, you can water it until mamish the end of the 6th year, so that whatever's growing here during the 6th year will continue to grow during Shemitah. And not only that, here's the second part of the heter, a bigger chiddush, says the Baal Tanura. They were matir, they permitted watering the stei halavan, the grain fields, mamish during Shemitah. Why would I want to do that? Because I want the ground to be moist, explains the Baal Tanura, so that things will grow better after Shemitah. L'chayra, the only thing you can't do, Rashi says so beferish in Masechtas Moed Katan, is you can't water it during Shemitah for things to start growing and to be able to pick it during Shemitah. That not. But if you want to water it all the way until the end of the 6th year, so that the grain that grew during the 6th year will continue to grow during Shemitah, you can. And you can even water it during Shemitah. If your kavanah is not necessarily things should grow and you should pick it on Shemitah, but you want to keep the ground moist for the crops that are going to grow after Shemitah. That's what about Tanur learns pshat. Now, what does the word marbitzin mean? Marbitzin means like you're throwing some drops of water. It doesn't mean you're mamish watering. But really, according to the Batanura, you can mamish water it. We're using the term marbitzin because normally speaking, in a regular grain field that relies on rainwater, that's all that's necessary. That's how the Taisus Yom Tov explains it. The Rambam has a different shot. The Rambam says, we're talking about a tree field over here. The Rambam explains we're talking about where we have some trees over here. But you don't have 10 trees to a besa. So you can only water around the tree. But you could also add some water in between the trees. So we're not talking about a field lavan. We're not talking about a grain field according to the Rambam. We're talking about the areas between the trees. There are other pshatim as well, but we'll leave it at that. Whatever it means, Omar Bitzin ba'arfa lavan, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov oiser. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says you can't. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says you can water if you're scared. There's going to be a loss if you don't. But just to help things grow, no, that you can't do. Vayter says the Mishnah. Memarsin means to soak. So while marbitzin means a little, memarsin is just the opposite. Memarsin ba'iris b'shvias. You can soak the earth of a field where rice is growing with water during Shemitah, and that has to be done to prevent the rice plants from dying. Rice plants need a lot of water. If they don't get a lot of water, they won't survive. Ah, oh, so now we're not just helping it, we're saving the field. So here, even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is moida that you could do it. Rabbi Shimon says, Aval ein mechaschin. You can't trim the leaves of the rice plant because that's just to help the plant grow better. That's not saving the plant. The word mechaschin means to trim. On the pasuk loy sizma, if you take a look at the Targum, says the Baal Tanura, Targum says loy sichsach, saf, chaf, samaches. You can look it up in a chumash. Kapitel chaf hey. Pasig dalid. V'charmecha loy sizmar loy sichsach. So mechaschin means to trim. Rav Shimon is telling us you can soak the rice field with water, but you can't trim the leaves of the rice plant because that's just helping it grow better. It's not saving it. So chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Beis Mishnah Yud, Deluyin. You want to keep in the ground a little bit longer. You want them to get hard, and then you want to use the seeds to plant. So I'm not using it for eating. I'm using it for seeds. If they became hard before the Shoshana to the point where you can't eat it anymore, then you can put them away during the Shemitah year in order to plant their seeds. Point being, if they became hard, they're nifsal miachilas adam, you couldn't eat it even if you wanted to eat it. Before Shemitah, so this is a 6-year peri. It doesn't have the kedusha of Shemitah. So you can use it for planting. If it was a Shemitah peri, you can't use it for planting because the Torah says you can only use Shemitah for eating or things that are close to eating, but not for planting. If, however, they didn't become so hard before Rosh Hashanah, you can't use it for planting. They have little flowers on it that look like little dates. That continues to grow even after it gets hard. And those are edible. And memela, those would be asur on Shemitah. So even though the deluyin itself became hard before Rosh Hashanah, but the tamaris that continue to grow, they do have kiddushas Shemitah. Then we learned, according to the Batanura, umar bitzin bo'afra lavan, that means on a grain field, you can water it mamash until the end of the 6 years so that the grain that grew during the 6 year will continue to grow during Shemitah. And not only that explains the Batanura, you can water it during Shemitah in order to make the ground wet, moist, and that's going to help whatever's growing here after Shemitah. The only thing you cannot do, even according to this pshat, is to water it during Shemitah in order to benefit tefua that started to grow during Shemitah. Uncle Ponim Reb Shimon holds this way. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov does not allow us to do it. He says you can only water the field if it's going to get ruined if you don't. But just to help the tefua grow that you can't, what you could do is soak the rice field, because that's to help the rice plants survive. Without that, they won't survive. Even Reb Elazar ben Yaakov holds you can do it. Reb Shimon says what you can't do is trim the leaves of the rice plant, because that's only going to help it grow better. That's not necessary for its survival.